Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today on WIFM. I'm Danny Hall, and we're welcoming to our program this morning the County Extension Director for Yadkin County, Colleen Church. Good morning, Colleen.
Good morning, Danny.
It's a pleasure to talk with you. Hope you're doing well.
I'm doing good, and I hope you are.
I am indeed. I hope you had a good holiday, and now we're back in the swing of things full force, right?
That's right.
Well, speaking of holidays, and I know this happens a lot. I've got a couple at my house. A lot of people get flowers, that sort of thing, poinsettias especially, or poinsettias, whichever you prefer. Do you have any suggestions, Colleen, for caring for those in the home?
Yes, and with those plants, I think one of the most important things is if you are the one that actually gets to make the purchase, is to really inspect those plants at the store before you bring them home. You want to make sure, like any plant you're buying, it has really good color, no dropping of leaves, no dropping of those lower leaves, no discolored margins on the leaves. You just want to make sure that it has been in optimal care before you get it at your home, because if it hasn't, then it's definitely not going to last as long for you. So that's kind of the first step.
So you don't just go and grab the first one you see then?
Let's try to inspect them a little. And if you have to, pull down those sleeves or peek down in those plastic sleeves that they like to put on them to protect them during that, kind of shipping phase.
Okay. All right.
And then once you get them home, keeping them moist is probably one of the most important things. Like most plants, they do not like wet feet, so we don't want them to stay wet, but they do need to be maintained. That media in the pot needs to be kept consistently moist.
Okay.
So we don't want to let it dry out too much. If the surface dries out a little, that's okay. But when they dry out, that's when they start dropping those lower leaves, and we really shorten the life of those plants, or the beauty of the plants, whenever we let them get too dry or too hot. You know, like most house plants, keep them away from cold drafts or heat vents that may put too much heat on them. That, again, can, cause problems with that leaf drop and some loss of your bract color. And I'll say bract color. That is what we look at on the poinsettia that gives us the pretty color.
Mm-hmm.
Most people refer to them as petals or flowers. But on the poinsettia, the flowers are those little yellow structures in the center. And then those pretty red, pink, mm-hmm. whatever color you've chosen, those what we call bracts are actually modified leaves. So they're not petals.
Oh, okay.
But that is beneficial because bracts, they hold on to the plant longer mm-hmm. than flowers or petals do. So that's why the plant gives us longer period or longer season of color than some other flowering plants.
So fine line there between moist and too wet, and of course you want to keep them cool but not too cool, and certainly not by a heat vent.
Yes, yep, and again, they're kind of finicky with that. They really don't like to dry out. That's when you get the biggest problems with them, and give them a good, bright, sunny window. They do like a lot of light to, again, maintain that good color.
Okay. Our guest is Colleen Church. Colleen's the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service Director, and we're talking initially here about poinsettias and how to deal with them in the home to keep them pretty as long as we can. Here's a question. I've heard this from time to time. Are poinsettias really poisonous?
They're really not. Okay. There are many things that if we eat enough of it, it will make you sick. So poinsettias, someone at Ohio State University actually did a study, and they found that it would take a 50-pound child, they would have to eat 500 leaves to actually have some sort of kind of poison effect on them. So it would take quite a bit to make someone sick. You do want to keep them away from pets, though, because, again, if you eat enough of, some things, it will make you sick, so it can cause some vomiting or diarrhea if enough are consumed. But it's not one of those things that we really have to be concerned about with our kids. The leaves, they're not going to taste good, so it's going to be really tough to get down that 500 leaves. And they also, they're a member of the Euphorbia genus, and those plants commonly, within that genus, they produce a milky latex sap.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be, really sticky and not very tasty. But that's probably the biggest problem is if you have a latex allergy, you don't want to get that sap on your hands or skin. That can cause problems for you. So if you get that on you, just wash it off. It is really messy and sticky. So just try to avoid that milky sap.
I'm trying to envision a 50-pound kid eating 500 leaves of anything.
That might give him a little bit of that same intestinal issues anyway.
Yes, it might. Anything,
yeah.
Our guest is Colleen Church. She's the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Director, and we're talking about houseplants, poinsettias. But are there, Colleen, are there other houseplants to consider that would provide color and maybe even bloom this time of year?
Well, this time of year at the stores around the holiday season, you'll see some of the holiday cactus available as well. And there is a, there's three plants that all look very similar, but they bloom at different times. So we have one that blooms at Thanksgiving, one that blooms around Christmas, and another that blooms at Easter.
Okay.
So again, these are in the cactus family, but they are not a desert type cactus. They're actually from, they're epiphytes, much like an orchid is an epiphyte. So they live within the tree, the wood structures of trees.
Mm-hmm.
They're a native of Brazil, so they really do need a little more moisture. We don't keep them, you know, really dry like those desert cactus. But they produce very, very pretty blooms and flowers this time of year. So they're another kind of alternative, and they will perform better, you know, for the long term in the home. So if you have someone that is a plant lover that would like a plant to keep for a long time, they would be a good choice. And a lot of people probably have them already. It's one of those plants that a lot of people will kind of pass down or share as well. So you, a lot of folks listening out there may already have one at home that they got from mom or grandma or something like that.
So that Christmas cactus in my house that seems to always bloom at Thanksgiving, then it's probably actually a Thanksgiving cactus, right?
It probably is.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, news to me. I just thought it was an overachiever and wanted to start early, but I guess that's
a little
not
early.
It.
Yeah. There are some really. You have to look at the kind of the stem structure there to tell the difference between the three species, and then also that bloom period.
Are they easy to care for?
They are, for the most part. Unlike the poinsettias, they don't have that consistently moist requirement. So most of the houseplants that I prefer to maintain myself, I like the ones that can tolerate that little bit of drying period, so I don't have to be quite so concerned about, you know, keeping them watered all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I like plants that I can water about once a week and not have to worry about too much. So these tend to fall more in that category. You know, most of our houseplants, they like a little bit of drying out in between waterings. Don't let the whole container dry out, but the top half inch or inch or so of the media, you do want to let dry out before you start watering again. And watering is, you know, one of those things that's very hard to tell someone how often to do it, because
mm-hmm.
there's so many factors that vary that amount
sure.
or frequency of watering will depend on. But it's always good to water heavily. Water your plants well when you do water. Don't just give them a little taste here and a little taste there. When you water, water them very well so the water drains out of the pot, and then, you know, hold off until it kind of needs it again to do that watering again. Again, don't keep them too wet. That's probably the biggest problem
mm-hmm.
we see with houseplants, like peace lilies, for example.
Yeah.
Is people just kind of overdo it and give them a little too much water.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any other suggestions for us to care for our houseplants this time of year, Colleen?
Well, during the wintertime, they tend to go through kind of a resting phase, so you really can kind of reduce your watering and also just kind of hold off on fertilization this time of year as they're going through that resting phase. And once growth picks up again as we get to the longer days of spring, you can kind of pick back up on that watering and fertilization again.
Terrific. Colleen Church, Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service Director, thank you for joining us. Thanks for the info about the houseplants and caring for them today. I appreciate it. If folks have questions, they can call your office. Office, right?
That's right.
And the number?
336-679-2061.
Terrific. Colleen Church with the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service. Pleasure to talk with you today. Look forward to our next time. You have a great day.
Thank you, Danny. You too.
Extension Today on WIFM, presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.